Join us for the Sharks NHL Draft Party on June 28th at 3 p.m. Witness the Sharks select number one overall for the first time in franchise history and celebrate the team's future with fellow Sharks fans. Don't miss out on experiencing this historic event with an electrifying atmosphere at SAP Center by securing your tickets today at sjsharks.com/thefutureisteal. That's sjsharks.com/thefutureisteal.
He scores! Score! Score!
The San Jose Sharks proudly present Sharks Hockey Digest. Here's your host, Dan Ruzanowski.
Luke Cunningham's professional hockey life changed on July 8, 2022, when he was traded by the Nashville Predators to the San Jose Sharks in exchange for left winger John Leonard and a third-round selection in the 2023 NHL entry draft. Showing a lot of promise as a new piece of the stable of core players that Mike Greer was assembling, Cunningham's season began in Prague as the Sharks traveled to Europe to begin their year against Luke's old team, Nashville. Wouldn't you know it? Cunningham would score his first goal for the Sharks at O2 Arena in Prague against his old team. And for Luke, it was also his first career power play goal. Off the faceoff, Sharks win it. Ferraro moves in, gets the shot on net, save made, rebound, Cunningham shoots, score! Luke Cunningham, the ex-Predator, putting the Sharks in front 1-0 with 5:35 to go in the period and 45 seconds left in the Jeannot penalty. The Sharks won and the Predators nothing. But in Game 31 on the unlucky date of December the 13th, 2022, at SAP Center against Arizona, Cunningham suffered a torn ACL, and he was lost for the season. A lengthy period of surgery, recovery, and rehabilitation lay ahead of him. Returning to action in 2023-24, Cunningham would play in all 82 games, but by his own admission, it took a while to get back to full speed after the summer of getting healthy. He had only one goal in the team's first 14 games of the season, and it came in a road contest in Washington. Eklund stick handles behind the net. Nice job to swing away from Sandin, his countryman. Goes behind the net. Cunningham fighting for it. Works it free. Got it back to the point. Ferraro, rink wide. He had to hurry that. Emberson shoots in front. Tipped by Cunningham wide. Off the inboard. Cunningham shoots and scores. Luke Cunningham got his stick down as that puck got tipped wide, came off the inboard, and he jammed at it, and the puck trickled by. Sharks take the 1-0 lead, 11:40 of the first period. Winding up with 11 goals for the year, Cunningham played perhaps his best game in Calgary on February 15th, when he scored twice, including this goal, which was disputed at first and reviewed and confirmed by the officials to give the Sharks a two-goal lead when they had the man advantage.
Here comes Eklund moving out. Final 3 seconds of Ruda's penalty. Eklund, nice stick handling move across the line. Lead pass, Duclair moving in. Tried to get it to Eklund. He fanned the puck. Only a couple of seconds of power play time here. Eklund walks behind the net, feeds it in front. Angle shot right on goal. Stick save Wolf off of Luke Cunningham. And the rebound picked up by Calgary. And Backlund just barely cleared it. Knocked down there. Eklund tried to go off the boards. Backlund intercepts. It's back to 5-on-5 now as the Flames move into the Shark zone. Sturm steps onto the ice. Uh-oh. And something's going on here. They reviewing something?
Not sure what they would have reviewed.
Are they reviewing if the puck crossed the goal line? Or what on earth could they be reviewing here?
I have no idea, Dan. They just panned over to the Sharks bench. All three coaches kind of shaking their head like, did that go in? Well, maybe it was the Cunningham chance prior to that. It was the Eklund play to Cunningham. And this would be, that's more likely.
Here we go.
At the 7:30 mark, the puck completely crossed the goal line. Therefore, we have a goal.
Wow. Is that going to be Luke Cunningham's goal? It is. Luke Cunningham gets credit for this goal. And Luke Cunningham's got a big smile on his face because that shot came from the right wing side, and Luke was robbed in the earlier part of this game in the first period when it rang off the iron, but he gets one back, and that is a gigantic goal for Sharks hockey. Luke Cunningham will get credit for it. It makes it 3-1 San Jose.
I'll tell you what a play by Eklund though, Dan, on that goal. I mean, he is really skating well right now. That was a good cutback in behind the net, and he finds Cunningham coming off that right flank right towards the goaltender. Nice little short pass. It was a one-time shot by Cunningham. Rebound, I think he follows up with another secondary opportunity Cunningham did, and somehow it got by Wolf.
Goal number 7 on Luke Cunningham's season, and it is a big one to make the score of the Sharks 3 and the Flames 1.
Cunning's second goal of the game was less mysterious. It was unassisted with 4:30 to play in the third.
Here comes Cunning. Breakaway into the zone. Shoot. Score! A turnover by Calgary. Luke Cunning had a free lane from the right wing boards all the way into the circle, and he snaps it home for his second goal of the game, and the Sharks are up 6-2.
If you're getting the idea that Cunning was a road warrior for the Sharks last year, you'd be correct. Of his 11 goals, 7 of them came away from SAP Center, including his final goal of the season on April the 11th in Seattle in a 3-1 Sharks win.
Off the faceoff, Sharks have changed the line. Here's Thrunt, shoot, score! The Sharks win the draw. The puck comes over to Henry Thrunt, and with Luke Cunning in front of the net, it was Thrunt who took the wrist shot, and it slips through past DeCord, 1-0 San Jose at 8:07 of the first.
For Cunning, it was a solid body of work to build on for the future. He gave us an assessment of the year shortly after it ended.
Yeah, I definitely think took good strides there. Like the way I finished. You know, after having a season like last year, not really playing hockey for a year, not having a summer to train, just rehab. All in all, I was happy with how it finished. A lot of things I can get better, a lot of things I can grow on, be better at. I think all of us, I mean, when you're in this position, when the season's over, everyone's got to look in the mirror and figure out how they can be better, and myself included. But yeah, I mean, playing, I think 76, 77 games after that last year, I was happy with that.
Cunning acknowledged that it took a little while before he started to feel fully recovered from his knee injury that he suffered the year before.
I think once the new year kind of came around, the skating got better, the jump was kind of there. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it takes time. You know, you always talk about it. I think you feel like you're ready to go day one of camp. Month goes by, you see the progress. 2 months goes by, and, you know, it kind of just keeps going on and on. And, you know, now we're sitting there looking at the year as a whole, and you can really see the difference. So, you know, what's, you know, the next 5 months going to do? I think it'll do a lot for me. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
When he was acquired from the Predators, Cunning was given a pretty clear idea where he fit into the Sharks' rebuilding plan.
I think, you know, the situation. You've been around long enough, you kind of know where the team is, and I know myself as a player and what I bring and, you know, what my role is. So I think all that kind of falls into place. But yeah, I know what he wants from me. I know what my job is, and just try to do that every night.
Being part of the club's revitalized identity is something that Cunning looks forward to. He talked about that identity and what kind of a team he wants the Sharks to be.
I think hard, competitive guys, you know, that hate losing, just winners, having that winning mindset day in and day out, every day of practice, just coming here with the right mindset. You know, I think that's a big thing. Every day just getting, you know, a little bit better. I think, you know, you all do that. It's going to show. But yeah, a lot of different things I think I could ramble on for a while about. But I think when I think of our identity, what I think will give us the most success, just competitive guys, do the right thing day in and day out, and, you know, play that hard-nosed style, skate physical, fast pace for, you know, that full 60 minutes.
Part of that involves the buy-in of all players in the dressing room to the plan. Cunning says that wasn't a problem as far as he could see.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. That's obviously the goal and the plan. You want as many guys that want the same thing and want to buy into the same thing as possible. So hopefully we get that.
Even with the disappointing 19 wins this past season, Cunning believes that there is a hatred of losing in the Sharks' dressing room.
Winning's the best. We can talk about it all we want. Like you said, everyone's coming in here saying the same thing, but we got to do it. Talk's easy. Going out and putting the work in is the hard thing. So, you know, enough talk, just go get it done.
In addition, Cunning says that not only are the Sharks looking for players with the lack of patience for losing games, it's also something that can be developed in young pros.
I mean, I think you don't get to this level without having some sort of it. I think a lot of people either got it or you don't. But like I said, you know, you don't get to be, you know, playing in the NHL without having that compete and that work. And there's different areas where that can be. It can be, you know, physical play, it can be skill, scoring goals, blocking shots, whatever it may be. But I think everyone has, you know, their identity within, you know, themselves, and I think you got to get all that to work together within the team and the organizations and get the best results.
You're listening to Sharks Hockey Digest on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
We're visiting with Sharks forward Luke Cunnan, who played both center and wing this past year for San Jose. Regardless of the spot that he takes in the lineup or whether he wears a letter or not, it's pretty obvious that he's part of the team's leadership group, and that's a role that he relishes.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've always been a leader. You know, even without the letter, haven't really changed much since that happened. I go about my business, try to lead by example, be a good teammate, do all the right things that, you know, I think a good teammate is, and just, you know, bring the group closer together, try to drag guys into the fight, and you got enough guys that do that, you know, usually you're going to have success. So my mindset and approach doesn't change. I just do what I do and try to be the hardest working, best teammate I can be.
How do the Sharks become a harder team to play against in the coming season? Cunnan has an idea.
Just, I think, our compete day in and day out, what our identity of, you know, the Sharks organization and the team is, that's got to be established early, and, you know, we all got to buy into that and do that night in and night out, regardless of, you know, the results. And that's on all of us as players. Like I said, everyone's got to do their part this summer, get better. This year was obviously not good enough by a long stretch, so it's on us as players, organization, to really step up and do the right things so, you know, we can really get this thing going in the right direction.
Part of that for Cunnan involves being fully healthy going into his summer training. He says that's pretty important given his previous summer of injury recovery.
It's huge. Like I said, not being able to train the way you normally do in a summer, I think everything was very specific to the rehab, even when I was on the ice. You know, you're doing puck touches, things like that. I think in the back of your head you're still focusing on the lower body. But like I said, it'll be good for me to get that time in the gym, on the ice, with skills coach, and do all the things that I want to do to come back and have a better year.
Without any Stanley Cup playoff games coming his way, Luke had the opportunity to represent his country in the Czech Republic at the IIHF World Championships. He says that that was important to him for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you always want to be in playoffs and playing playoff hockey. I think that's why we play, and I know that's why we play. That's why I play. I want to win a Stanley Cup, and, you know, when your season gets, you know, cut short, you know, have the chance to play on a really good team, play for my country, and, you know, something I don't take lightly or for granted, and it's a great opportunity. You know, able to play and, you know, play for a championship and try to win something.
Did the idea of playing in the future Four Nations tournament or an Olympic Games come to mind when considering the offer from Team USA?
No, that wasn't why I wanted to go. You know, I just want to play hockey. Obviously, last year I didn't get to play a lot. This year was tough. Obviously, we didn't win a lot of games, and, you know, I'm a pretty competitive guy. I want to win. I want to play hockey, and I love what I do, and I love winning even more. So to have a chance to go, you know, play for my country and try to win something, it's a great opportunity.
Luke returned home after the tournament that saw the U.S. finish in fifth place after a 1-0 loss to the gold medal-winning Czech team in the quarterfinals. He gave us his thoughts on his plans for the summer.
You know, it'd be nice to get home, spend some time with my wife and family, kind of regroup. But I think it'll probably be a pretty quick turnaround. Just like I said, a lot that I want to do this summer. Get in the gym, get training again, just make sure the body's feeling good.
Part of Luke's summer plans involve being a fan of his wife, Sophia, who's a professional hockey player with PWHL Minnesota, the team that won the league's inaugural Walter Cup. But now it's time for training, and as he ponders his goals for the upcoming year, Luke reflected on the words of Sharks captain Logan Couture, who has repeatedly emphasized the hard work necessary to become a great 200-foot player. That's what Luke wants to be.
Yeah, you gotta love it. You gotta embrace it. It's the best league in the world. It's hard out there. You gotta love the grind. You gotta embrace it, like he said. And every day, like I said, just coming in with that mindset, that attitude, that you want to win more than anything. I think you got 25 guys that, you know, hate losing more than they love winning. I think, you know, you usually get the right results. So just putting in the work, doing all the right things, having the right mindset, coming together as a group, holding each other to that standard, and hopefully we can get out of it.
Cunnan is technically a restricted free agent with arbitration rights this summer, but he really doesn't get too involved in contract talks.
You know, that's up to Greasy and what, you know, he sees fit and how, you know, everything goes on that front. You know, I kind of stay out of it. It's usually the agent and the GM and all those guys kind of talk through that stuff. I just play. But yeah, I've said it all along. I want to be here. I want to win. I want to help get this thing, you know, get this ship moving back in the right direction, whether that's 1 year, whether that's long term. I'm open to all of it.
Make no mistake, Cunnan likes being a member of the San Jose Sharks, and he's totally open to staying that way for seasons to come.
I just want to play hockey. I want to be here. I want to win. I've said that since I've gotten here. You know, he brought me in for a reason. I want to be here and help turn this around and get Sharks hockey back to winning, back to playoffs, competing every night.
Luke wants to be in on game-winning plays for the San Jose Sharks, like this game winner he scored against the Capitals at home in November.
Here's Cunnan grinding it out at the near side. Bailey back now in front. Cunnan shoots, score! Luke Cunnan on a brilliant pass from Justin Bailey. Those two guys won the puck back in the corner, and it's a power play goal for Luke Cunnan to put the Sharks in front 2-1 at 12:48 of the third.
Heading into his eighth National Hockey League season, Luke Cunnan definitely looks to be part of the solution in San Jose. For the Sharks Audio Network, I'm Dan Rusinowski.
You've been listening to Sharks Hockey Digest. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.